Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Northfield police are reaching out to the community after a slew of thefts from vehicles. Deputy Chief Mark Ducat said it's important for the community to contact police if their vehicle was broken into. The suspects were found with a lot of property that they've yet to connect with thefts.
We recovered a lot of items. Some little, some are just power cords or accessory cords, but it helps us determine how many vehicles these two may have actually accessed.
It also helps them determine all the areas of town the suspects may have hit and makes a difference in how the suspects are charged.
We can tie all these into one charge and sometimes what they call aggregate into one larger charge when you take everything and put it all together.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum explains.
So if you've stolen, over a period of 6 months, you've stolen $500 or more, then it's possible to charge that out as a felony. Whereas if you've stolen $20 from my car and $20 from your car and $20 from somebody else's car, each one of those is a misdemeanor theft, right? But if we get enough of those together and it adds up to a felony, then we can charge that person with a felony.
Ducat's added that they'll wait a few days to allow time for people to assess what they may be missing. He also said that it's very important for the public to call in suspicious activity.
We're here 24/7, and we have officers here, you know, at least two working, and that's one of the reasons why it's important to call.
Because after 2 or 3 in the morning with just two officers,
the eyes of the public is extremely important for us. It's a lot more coverage than we can do with just two officers.
Call their non-emergency number, 507-645-4475, if your vehicle was tampered with or broken into. You can also report suspicious activity that way or call 911 if you see something happening. Faribault police on Tuesday responded to a report of a man sleeping in his vehicle in the staff parking lot of Faribault High School. Officers found 33-year-old Taylor Peter Bossman unresponsive in his running SUV. A meth pipe was visible. An officer started opening the door when he saw a gun near Bossman. He retrieved it without waking the man. Bossman was detained in a squad car. A search of the SUV produced, among other things, a large Bowie-style knife. In his wallet were six counterfeit $20 bills. The gun was identified as a BB gun made to look like a real weapon. Bossman's charged with third-degree drug possession in a school zone and possession of a dangerous weapon on school property. That's the Bowie knife. His initial court appearance is January 24th. And the Northfield Council discussed the formation of a Northwest Area Land Use Consultant and Process Advisory Committee. Discussion on this area near the hospital has been going on for years under several mayors and administrators. In line with Council's adopted strategic goals of economic development, it was suggested an advisory board be created. Administrator Ben Mardig.
We're suggesting to have an advisory board, a committee, I guess, created that would be very temporary just to look at the process standpoint, working with the mayor and other coordinated staff on this discussion.
The board would be 5 to 7 members, including someone from the EDA, the Planning Commission, the HRA, the hospital, council liaison, and local property owners, specifically St. Olaf. They're also considering hiring a consultant, something DeLong pointed out has already been done. Mardig said that study, along with other information connected to the property, would be considered. In particular, the senior housing project proposed on North Avenue across from the hospital. The addition of a housing area changes the landscape and allows for other possible opportunities. Mayor Pownell will bring forth names for appointment. This committee cannot make decisions, only provide guidelines for the process. News from around the state is next.